mic's on, right?
All right, mate. How was my audio? Is it a bit better than last week?
Yeah, it's all right. You just got a little bit of in the background. Are you in a tiled room by any chance?
No, I'm not. I'm in the front room.
No, so there's no. All right.
Yeah, there's no like tiles. It's quite a big room, mind.
Yeah, the best bet you would be if you could get anywhere that's small and has a lot of cushioning.
I'll just jump in Em's room.
Okay. Just like put the quilt on your phone. That's what I do.
Okay.
All right, Luke.
Bonsoir.
Oh. Right, is that any better?
Hold on. Yeah, that's better. Talk.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, there's a little bit there, but it's way less.
Okay, sound.
Beforehand, it was consistent.
Oh!
Am I sounding right?
Yeah, you sound fine, man.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, Luke's sounding good as well. Yeah, I think that's it, innit? That's me.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just trying to listen for your thing, Paul. Are you recording on your phone or are you recording on your headphones?
Headphones.
Try your phone.
Right, I'm on my phone now.
Yeah, way better.
I can't really hear you now, though. It's the only thing.
Why can't you hear us?
Do I hold it up to my thing like a phone call?
No, you should just be able to put it loud.
I'm not in the Anchor app. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah, mine's copy and pasted it. I didn't open it in the Anchor app for some reason.
Yeah, mine always is the copy and pasting as well.
Invite you on Anchor then.
Yeah, try that.
I can hear Luke loud, just not you.
Really?
Yeah, Luke's loud as fuck, as if it is on speaker, but you're not.
All right, I'll invite you on Anchor, Paul. Just leave a sec.
All right, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, you stay.
Hey?
You can stay because you sound fine and you can hear us.
I can hear you. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, miles better now, mate.
That's a lot better, yeah. That's better for me as well, though. Strange.
Oh, really? Am I sounding right, though?
Yeah,
you're a lot louder. It was really quiet for me.
Yeah, I can hear you both clear as day now.
A lot louder, yeah. Cool.
Sounds right. All audio issues sorted.
Sweet.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the only problem is when I talk, sometimes I come through. No, that's right. It's fine now, for Christ's sake. Sometimes you hear it again, like through someone's phone, if you know what I mean. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's
coming out of the speaker.
But most of the time, it's absolutely fine. Anyway, right. Welcome to the Pixie Podcast, where we talk all things video games. So, here we are, gentlemen. It's now our third podcast. We're well back in the swing of things. I've really enjoyed making them every week. They've been really, really good fun.
Yeah, literally.
Very much so.
So, I'm joined again by Mr. Paul Urquhart and Mr. Luke Roberts. And we start off with our first segment, which is, what are y'all up to? So we'll start, as always, with Paul, go to Luke, and then end with me.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Well, surprise, surprise, to no end, I'm on Warzone again. Obviously, last week, I was saying about my targets, which unfortunately I haven't hit any of them. But obviously, I've improved my KD from 1.84, I think it was, and I'm now on 1.97. So I'm getting there. I'm nearly at 2.0. Wins are sitting at 42, I believe. So I'm getting close to that 50 mark. My average score is 6,350-ish now. So that's quite good. And my average kills, I cannot get off 4. I can't do it, even though I'm averaging like 8 to 12. I just can't do it. It's a nightmare. But yeah, I've just been smashing Warzone. It's been good fun. I've been playing with loads of different types of people at the minute. Like it's crazy, like the amount of people I've been playing with. It's probably like across the past 6-7 years of gaming, this is probably the most, like, the biggest my friendship group's been through games. So it's doing well. I'm enjoying it at the minute.
Ideal. Luke?
So obviously I'm still the same, still playing Warzone, not set any challenges as such. Obviously Paul's one of the guys I'm playing a lot with. Again, it's the same, like through gaming you meet so many people, and you know, I'm hoping to make a trip up to Scotland when we can. There's a couple of gents up there that me and Adam play with, so we're going to go and hopefully see them. We've known them for 6-7 years.
Jeez,
just nice. Through, you know, we spoke to them every week, sort of thing, stuff like that, you know, talking to each other most days. But I've reinstalled FIFA today. So obviously, I find you're very much a FIFA or a COD player. I don't think you can do both as much as you want, if you know what I mean. Like, that even with this lockdown, I don't think I would have been able to play both at the level I, not level, but the amount I did. Because obviously last year when me and Pez were talking, it was very much FIFA. I was playing that a lot, Ultimate Team.
Well, most weeks, yeah.
That's it. So I've reinstalled that. I'm going to go to Ultimate Team, but I don't know what if my goals are going to be to like get to Weekend League first week back, just to have a play. I think it's just to play something different as well.
Yeah,
because you know, see if there's any changes massive that's happened. Obviously, with no live football, they haven't had any informs, etc. But apart from that, I'm playing mostly those two. And well, hopefully, we'll be playing FIFA soon. But yeah, not really much else to talk about, I'm afraid.
Yeah, cool, decent. It's interesting that you're going to be going back down the road of FIFA. It'd be interesting to see whether it catches on or whether you still just seem to be gravitating.
That's it, mate, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds good, lads. Of course, I mentioned last week that I've started Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not played any KOTOR, sadly, but I've been smashing some Jedi Fallen Order. I managed to play a couple of hours the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was good fun. I'm starting to get a grip of the mechanics now. It makes you feel like a badass all the time.
Yeah, it does.
You always feel like really makes you feel like a Jedi. Like the best example I can give is that if you haven't played Jedi Fallen Order, but you've played Spider-Man, like Spider-Man really makes you feel like Spider-Man.
Everything you do
and every action you do, you feel like Spider-Man. This is like a measured game that makes you feel like you're a Jedi, rather than I feel like Force Awakens is a little too overkill. Like,
yeah, you're way overpowered on that game, aren't you?
Yeah, like you feel a bit like a god on that, and like you just dash around too quick, rather than this feels like the engagements I'm entering into, it's good, almost like looking at something, assessing it and going like, okay, like I've been attacked by something new. They've not told me how to fight it. They've just gone, here it is. It's in your face. It's coming at you.
Yeah.
You've got to work out your own way of fighting it. Whether that's good. I play on an easy difficulty because I play all my games on an easy difficulty because I'm there for the story. I'm not there to save all my anger for the likes of COD.
But even on easy on that game, a stormtrooper can kill you.
Oh yeah,
it's mad. Time. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is difficult, and they want you to be measured in the way that you approach engagements and stuff, and it's really cool, and it makes you think, and it also like reflects a little more the films and stuff, so like you feel a little bit more like you're the Jedi from the films, and you can see how they sometimes can get caught up just deflecting bullets from stormtroopers, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. This absolutely gorgeous graphics, beautiful Unreal Engine.
Yeah, I've seen the graphics. That's the only thing I think I have seen.
I love the theme. I love the fact that, like, obviously it's Imperials and stuff. I'm also reading a book about Thrawn, who's Imperial as well. So like, I'm totally caught up in the universe at the moment. So it's just amazing. Really liking it. Really liking the mechanics. Liking the main character. He's not massive. Like, you know, I'm not feeling a lot of attachment to him at the moment, but it's very, very early doors.
Yeah.
He's a bit bland for my liking. At the moment.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
He's not your Nathan Drake or something where I'm really like
invested in the character.
Yeah, I'm invested in the world. I'm invested in what's going on, and I'm invested in what he's doing. But him himself, I'm just like,
yeah,
he's just a pawn in the story, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm not sure whether that'll change later on or whatever.
Yeah, possibly.
But, yeah, so I have been... I like his little robot, though, BB, whatever it's called.
Yeah, he's sick.
His little robot's cool and he's cute. and it creates a bit of an attachment there. I'm also interested to see whether this woman that has picked me up is going to become a Jedi again. I'm sure she will, but there will be a reveal of that at some point, and I'll tell you what I feel about that without being too spoilery. But yeah, so I'm really enjoying that. Of course, I've also been playing Warzone. I managed to link up a lot more this past week because I had a bit of a week off from my normal routine.
Yeah.
So I played a few with you lads in the week. Did we win one?
We won.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We did, too.
Obviously. We did.
Oh, the fire. We were at the fire station.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yes. And Luke won it for us after we played. That. We played.
Yeah. You did. Well, you clutched it right up, boy.
One you did. I didn't want to be on that wall. But yeah, so I feel like in the week specifically, and pretty much every time now we've sort of been gelling really well. I feel like a lot more of the time, although it's frustrating, it's more so circumstance than our own fault that we die.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So like, for example, today we came out of port and we ran towards this building or whatever. I can't remember if it was port or not, but they were just on top of a building. They all just gunned us down.
Uh-huh.
They were there. We didn't know they were there. They all killed us.
They're on top of the police station as we were coming up towards the hills.
Yeah, and they just nailed us all. But it's very rare, I find, that we are finding too much. Ah, man, I can hear myself really bad through someone's phone. Just turn me down slightly, both of you.
Yeah,
no worries, bro.
Done.
Okay. Here
we go. Nice. So I find it very rare with us that we are finding each other annoying.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, really important because...
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Sorry, you lost me there, yeah.
It's nice to, like, you know when we die, it's a bit like, oh, right, yeah, that was unfortunate.
It's no individual person's fault. It's just cop. It's just the way of the road, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, oh, right, circle was closing, nothing we could do. We had to push, we had to do this, we had to do that. There might be momentary, like, please try and pick me up or whatever, but there's no, like...
Substantial blame to one person.
What are you guys feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, mate. I'm having so much, like, we're having more fun with it now instead of, like, getting sweaty. When we were going into engagement before, it was like, right, we've got to be really, you know, got to talk about this. But we can, like, we're learning to play off of each other without sort of saying what we're going to do. Like, you know, I'm going to run off by myself. So you all kind of facilitate that. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying that we're having fun with the game. But obviously, I'll pass it over to Luke.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think it's like you said last week, Pez, like what you look for and stuff, just having that communication, but in having the guy that's like, just, we know how each other plays now. We know what everyone's, you know, traits are, let's say.
Strengths and weaknesses.
Strengths, weaknesses, how they want to run. You know, like I said, they're very quiet and then suddenly it could be chatting all bloody game.
Yeah.
But that's how it is, you know, like we just have to follow what everyone's doing. Like for you, Paul, you know, one of us will follow you usually. And then if it is, the other's not too far away, or we, you know, our awareness again, very good. And I think that's helping a lot.
I feel as if we are improving, especially me and Luke.
Yeah, definitely.
We're coming along more as it goes along. I feel like our general kind of drop, do a load of contracts, get two loadout drops is the sort of standard way of things.
Yeah.
And sort of take engagements as they come. And if we need to, get stuck in. If we don't.
Yeah.
And that seems to be working reasonably well for us as we've been finishing in pretty good positions, unless we happen to come across stuff. I'd say that perhaps the only problem we have is that we end up, I think, getting a little too overexcited at times, just when we're in, like, when we're in the zone, when we're in the zone and we're in a good position, sometimes, especially when it's early. So say, like, you know, we support and it closes in on port again. And realistically, we don't necessarily have to move, but often we move and get ourselves caught up in scenarios or die.
Again,
the gulag there.
Or itchy feet, okay.
Yeah, that's it, definitely. I was discussing with someone the other day about the only weakness that you have, Paul, really, I think, is just the fact that you can't stay still.
I can't, nah.
If you could stay in a building and, like, just you were as good as you are, you know, then, and, like, didn't have, like, you didn't want, you weren't so thirsty, like, because even if you'll see someone across the way, like, another team, and you'll think, I just want to go for them, even if they have better position than you, you just, like...
Yeah.
I'm going to either go. go for it, but sometimes that gets us in, but not often enough for it to become any kind of annoyance for any of us, I don't think.
When it does get in the way, obviously someone will call me out and just sort of say, oh, fucking hell, we need to be over here. And then like the next couple of games, I'll make sure I'm sticking to you guys a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And to be fair, I think your success rate in regards to when you run off and die and when you run off and kill a whole team.
Yeah.
So I'd say
back it up a little bit. Yeah.
More often than not, you flank them and do them all and we're fine. But it's just, it's just interesting to see us progress, I think, as we go on. We've gotten into like a mold of right, we know where we are, we know what we're doing, we know where we're going.
Yeah.
And we're pretty solid, I think. I just think we're really solid.
Yeah, we are, for sure.
Especially us three, and then obviously we usually join by someone else, and then we usually accommodate them pretty well, no matter who it is. And I think Bennett is an interesting addition because he is like a renegade. Sometimes he'll be 3 miles in the opposite direction and still shooting at someone, even though he's by himself and he knows he's going to die. He still wants to get stuck in. And then in other scenarios, just utterly surprises me.
But he was in the three-peat team, so we have to take that into account.
Yeah, he was in the three-peat team.
Big time.
It was us four. But no, he's proper like, he rang me up earlier, actually, and he was saying like, oh, shit, are we playing? I was like, yeah. And he's like, shit, I need to get some practice in. He hates it, mate, because he knows that I play with a lot of people. So he's very much, especially you two on a Monday. And yeah, if he gets invited in, he's like, oh my God, I've been invited into the team. I've got to perform, boys. I've been called up. Nah, he's a good lad.
His knowledge of the game is good.
It's his positioning. That's the problem I find with him. His positioning in gunfights, he'll like stand in the open, like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Not worrying about the
like,
three
it's
other people.
Weird. Like, this is what I'm saying is that sometimes you're like, you look at him and you think, what are you doing? And it's like almost so obscure what he's doing that it causes teams not to notice him.
Good
right in the way of someone's sniper, like almost be in their scope, and like I'm like, how is he not being killed? And he ends up like taking him down. I'm just like, I swear they look at him and just think he's like a bot or something. I'll just leave him, he don't even look like he's playing, and then like he kills him.
Yeah, that's very true.
Fantastic. But yeah, apart from that, I've been taking it easy, watching Amy play a lot of Sims. She played, I think, 24 hours last week.
Jesus, that's mad.
It was in 2 days, too.
Jesus. Holy crap.
Yeah, she's
out gaming all of us.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely on a day-to-day basis there, but when she gets stuck into it, she just goes into this trance and just goes absolutely crazy for it. although I got a little upset with her because she left our house and started another house. Because one of the aspirations of one of our characters in our house was that they wanted to meet other people, and she couldn't meet other kids. So we had a kid, and he needed to meet other kids. So she went and created a whole other family to make a kid, so that our kid could have someone to play with or whatever.
Oh my God!
And she ended up just getting addicted to this other family and wanting to play them, and played them for ages. And then when she came back, our dog had died, and I was well upset with her.
Oh no!
Oh God.
Because I was like, I miss my dog dying now, you know, even though it's still hanging around the house as a ghost.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It chills in the house. But yeah, that was certainly interesting. But yeah, apart from that, just Warzone with you lads. And like I say, I feel as if I personally am proud of myself for getting quite a lot better at it. Of late, that's for sure. And I feel like, especially between us three, we feel pretty safe with each other about what's going on.
Yeah,
even absolutely. Just one of us gulags back, we feel like, okay, you know, he's got a chance to get us all back in, so we're all good. Yeah.
And it's not a case of like when we're playing with other people, we're like, when there's one guy left, you're all kind of like waiting to back out effectively, like without being a dick.
Yeah.
You're waiting to back out. But watching you guys, it's just like, right, we stand a chance regardless of who's in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
Right. Sweet. So that rounds up what we're up to, or what y'all up to, that little segment.
Sweet.
And we'll move on to the second segment, which this week is being run by Mr. Luke Roberts.
Of
and
course.
That is the headlines and hearsay. So fire away.
Well, so I've got a few bits to talk about, but first section is going to be about the new Xbox, the Scarlet or X, and the PS5. So I've done a bit of research into what
each of the consoles are running, regards of like memory, CPU, etc. So obviously we'll speak about prices first. Now obviously these aren't set in stone, these are ones that I've just got online. It could switch. So I was reading about PS5 is apparently going to be estimated at around 449, Xbox at 499. Now obviously I know you're both PS4 players, so you are going to side with Sony. I get that, understandable. But apparently Xbox is going to be bringing out a discless version on release, which is actually going to be $399, which personally I think is very reasonable.
That's fair.
I mean, it's cheaper than the PS4 was. I think the PS4 was $425, something like that.
Yeah, it was about $450, yeah.
So obviously, money-wise, I don't know how it's going to affect people. We've then got what they're all going to have. So one thing I did write down is their 8K resolution. Now, this is a big thing for all of us, I think, because I believe our telly's only run 4K. So how are we going to stand with, obviously, new equipment, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Obviously, where, you know, it's extra output. That's what I'm looking at. Like, you know, we've all got bloody bills and stuff.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. So the builds, the CPUs, they're both running the same CPU, which is surprising. Both Ryzen. So obviously, I have a computer, so I sort of understand a bit more what's being ran. Like I've said in the past, it's all about, it's going to be a computer soon anyway. They're all running GPUs, which is a graphics card, which, again, is usually put into your own builds. And CPUs, again, is the main hub of your computer normally. And then, obviously, just a little talk about what we think performance-wise is going to be better. So, obviously, last time, the Xbox was sold to us as an entertainment system. The PS4 was sold as a gaming console. I don't know if you boys have had a little read over each one, but what do you think on the regards of which one's going to outperform which?
Pez?
I'll go first. In regards to what you just said, it's interesting. I didn't know any of that information before you brought it to me.
Yeah,
I feel once again, I'm not necessarily so much of a Sony pony. Really, I'm easy with whatever. I have an Xbox also that only got the phone contract. I don't mind switching between the two, especially when it comes to like I would certainly like to play the new Halo stuff like that. I'm more game. And hardware, I'd quite happily stay with the PS4 for the rest of my life. Like Uncharted, good a game graphics wise as I'd ever want one to be.
Yeah,
I know that. Like I said about the other week, it's that all those triangles and how crazy that game was the other day, and how much better game it's going to get. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm all up for that. But I'm the kind of guy who played Witcher 3 on the Switch. It doesn't bother me so much about graphics.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me so much about performance. More so games orientated, but it matters. It does matter. I do like my PS4. I would like to play Witcher on the PS4 more than I'd like to play on the Switch, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it will be tight again like it is this time.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
I think at the end of the day, if you're anal enough to be crying about what terrifies your Xbox or PS4, then don't talk to me because you should have a PC.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
If you want to cry about it that much, then yeah, all right. Any PC is better than both, so don't worry about it.
That's fair.
I just think that, and the differences between the two of them are for fanboys to argue about. And the reason myself that I'll go down the road of PS4 is far more like if God of War 2 was Xbox exclusive, if Last of Us 2 was Xbox exclusive, all these games that are going to be coming out, the first party Spider-Man 2 for example and stuff like that, and if we weren't heading in such a cross-platform anyway with the like Call of Duty or whatever, that I would buy an Xbox. But the reason I side with PS4 is because of them. I think I like the control a little more now, that although it's not much in it, it doesn't bother me again. But I think performance wise, I think it will just be very, very tight, and it would depend, like, because you'll find someone who will be plugging it into a far better TV than another person, then there'll be less delay and so on and so forth. So I don't know. I think it'll be really tight. But I think probably the PS4 will come out, or PS5, sorry, will come out in the wash as a little better, just because, I mean, Sony have done it this generation. They've really shown that they're not really worried about anything that Xbox has got coming out. You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, the one thing that mainly shocked me was the price. I was expecting you to say like 550, 600.
No, yeah, very much around that.
That low price is mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I was aware of all the like, well, I wasn't like fully aware that you are, because obviously I don't own a PC.
Yeah.
But I was aware like of the substantial upgrade they've gone with all the hardware.
This is it, yeah.
I think in regards to like the sort of console battle that we're touching on,
yeah,
it for me, it comes down to a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like I grew up on the PlayStation 1, the PlayStation 2, then the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
And in between there, I did flutter towards each Xbox system as well. Yeah. So like Pez, I'm not obligated to one because I've owned
same.
Pretty much every single console there is. Because
yes.
like Pez has said with the exclusives, like, if it wasn't for The Last of Us, like that's my favorite all-round game. If that was on Xbox,
yeah,
I'd probably own an Xbox.
Yeah,
and be playing that. I'll be playing COD on the Xbox. But yeah, it's just I've grown up with a PlayStation controller in my hand, so mm-hmm. whenever I've got an Xbox controller in my hand, it feels comfy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel right.
Feel right, yeah. Okay.
Like, it's just the PlayStation is yeah, it's just what I grew up on. So that's why I'll always be biased in a way towards that.
No.
But yeah, like, yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts on it in a nutshell, really.
Mm. Yep. And what was the other thing?
Yeah, no, that's fine. So yeah. I just obviously there was. I said about like obviously CPU, GPUs being used, which are obviously always the homes mm-hmm. of gaming PCs. So like you said, Pez, obviously mm-hmm. get a PC. This is,
yeah.
To me, it looks like the way it's going. Like, I don't think you can, oh, I mean, obviously, technology-wise, I'm not the best, but I also got some, like, CPU speeds, which is how fast the CPU runs. So, mm-hmm. like, the PS5 is going to be running at 3.5 gig, which, again, is, you know, fairly decent. Like, if you're running a PC off of that, your speed times are going to be insane. The Xbox is one better at 3.6. So,
jeez.
Like, and they've got, like, DDR RAM, it's meant. I'm literally reading it, and it looks like I'm building a PC. That's the specs I've got in front of me. So
yep.
It's just one of those different things, you know.
I'm super interested in the idea of the snappiness of it. Yes. So I watched a demo one time where they would show how quickly it would load at different parts of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And like I'm looking forward to like when I load up even Jedi Fallen Order now.
Yeah.
Like it takes 2 minutes probably for me to get to the main menu,
right. Just because long time, yeah.
And then I'm going into it, and then even then, it's still got to load me into the level I was in, and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that, like snappiness, that being able to snap out of a game, go on Netflix, watch something,
yeah.
Snap back into it, and
mm-hmm.
just run like a dream. I'm super keen for that. I also just want to say that I think that consoles, not only in regards to their, I have a bias. Now I'm a little bit more segregated in the way I feel about consoles and PC uh-huh. only because I, for all of my life, have been a massive console shooter fan.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah.
When you play against people with keyboard and mouse, they have an advantage on you.
Yeah.
And but we have.
I.
Yeah, go on.
We have.
I was going to say, we get given aim assist on console. You know that, don't you? That's the way yes. they try and equal stuff out. We get aim assist.
Mm. So yeah, I mean, I've honed my skills in that respect, so it worries me going up against the likes of keyboard and mouse, but I think in general it probably isn't that scary because like I'm thinking keyboard and mouse like all the people I watch on Twitch,
that's what people like,
expect.
I was listening to somebody talking about it the other day, and they sort of said like your average amount of console gamers, the skill level is so much higher than your average sort of PC players.
Of course,
PC players, you've got this god tier PC player at the top, and there's no way near as many of them as there are as us. Effectively.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. You look at all of them.
You're coming up against so many more.
They all use a lot of them use controllers as well. Nade Shot as well.
Yeah.
Nick Merckx uses a controller, and you know they're up there with the PC gamers on their 5.47 KD. They get, you know. It's got to that stage where I personally think the console gamers have got so much better in regards to reactions and stuff and how they've tried to, you know, level the playing field. Because like you were saying, Pez, I know what you mean. You literally, people just think it's click, click, done, you know, especially with first-person shooters. But yeah, on those consoles, there was just a few little... Have you seen the new PS5 controller?
Yes.
It looks...
Yeah.
clean. It looks like an Xbox controller, very shaped the same sort of way.
Yeah, it's like a mix of both.
Yeah, very much so. So I put up, they put like sensitivity of triggers you can adjust on there, which I think is going to be very good.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
That's something really good in the Xbox control is when you play Forza. I played Forza on it. And when you like, it's got trigger rumble, so it like stops you pulling the trigger down properly, and it rumbles through the actual trigger, which is super cool. Like when you were like, I was hitting bits of mud on the road, it would like rumble through the trigger rather than the
control.
The bits of your like palms are on.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's really cool. And there's like a bit of like bite in it, so like almost like if you were like, they said that if you pull back a bow, you can almost feel the strain of the like string in the trigger.
Cool.
Which will be cool.
Yeah, yeah. And there was just one other thing I picked up on the Xbox. They're bringing in a smart delivery service, so you're able to play games which have already been purchased for free on the next gen. So obviously, like you're saying with like Last of Us and stuff, I don't know if the PS5 will ever bring anything like that in. Because obviously, you know, the Game Pass has been a big advance for the Xbox for sure. I know you have your store and you get... Have you got an app like that on the PlayStation at all?
Yeah, we've got PlayStation Now, which we can play like PlayStation 3 titles and PlayStation 2 titles.
Oh, okay.
But it's no way near as good as your Game Pass.
I think it's the sizing, though, you know what I mean? Like, the size, the amount of games. I mean, I have the Game Pass, so the amount of stuff you can get on there is insane. New, old,
I've seen a lot. Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, that's what I got from there. And then the second like section, if you will, about this, it's obviously season 4 is coming on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I believe. So just to have a little talk over, I've looked at some of the weapons. I firstly heard there was two mainly that I knew would definitely come, which is the Galil and the Vector. So obviously an SMG and assault rifle. But there's also two more. I think it was the AMR sniper and the dual blades, I think they called it.
The one that the Ronin character has in the loading screen. Yeah.
So obviously, what are we thinking on new weapons? There's going to be new core guns, if you will, in Warzone when you open chests. I think it's a nice addition and it gives a bit more variation, obviously. Because, you know, when you're picking up a Famous and or like a Mark II carbine, you're a bit like, oh, great. So I don't know what your thoughts are on the guns.
The only problem I have with it in my own scope is that because I mentioned last week, I've got very limited space on PS4. I've only downloaded just Warzone. Yes. So I don't have normal COD on there. So the Growl, it was only accessible to me when I unlocked it via Warzone by picking it up and using it. So that was annoying for me when people were using a gun that was better than what I was using, although I think the M4 is pretty much
on par
in a lot of ways. But like, it really annoyed me that I was like, oh, wow, so this Growl thing is something that I really could use on my class, but I can't level it up because I don't have multiplayer.
Yeah.
So like, what I don't want it to be is you can only unlock the Vector or whatever it is. And like, say the Vector is sweaty Growl gun everybody has to use because it's the best damage wise and so on and so forth.
Yeah. It'll only be because you didn't complete the battle pass when the Growl was there. Because obviously it was free for that season. So if you'd played it during that season, you would have got the Growl without having to do all the annoying challenges. But obviously.
Right. Yeah. So I hope that I can unlock it.
Yeah. You'll be able to.
Or unlock these new guns. But it sounds good. I mean, I just worry. It's always a bit of anxious. I'm a bit sort of sensitive to change. Even talking about getting rid of my PS4 at heart a little bit because I love it.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
So many great memories of the old girl. But literally, it's. I just worry about if it ain't broken, fix it. So don't like only add, take away.
Agreed.
I hope. I just don't want it to be everyone's using the Vector now, and I'm just like, wow, if I get killed by another Vector, I'm
exactly.
Lose my
mind.
But I'll keep it light. Hopefully it's super cool. Paul?
Yeah, but I think first and foremost, I agree with you in the sense that there needs to be a rebalance.
Yeah.
Because if the Galil comes in and it's better than the Growl or the M4, it's a god gun. Because those guns are already really, really good.
They're so OP.
Like I was playing with one of Goosey's mates that he knows the other day, and they were talking about using the Scar.
Yeah.
And like, oh yeah, you should really create a class with it. And I was just like, I just can't. I was like, I can't not use the Growl with the M4 or the M13 as well. That's arguably, I can't really say that word. That's really good as well. The M13 really holds its own.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. But yeah, serious rebalance of the guns. Hopefully, I'm fingers crossed with Luke that downtown is.
Well, yeah, that's the next bit. Yeah.
In one way or another.
Obviously, they say.
I hope that absolutely
looks like
the
dam could burst, they say. That's obviously rumors, etc., because no one knows exactly what's going to happen. So.
Yeah, because in the loading screen, they've got water trickling
exactly.
through it, haven't they?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, in the loading screen.
Yeah,
they have.
And that's case. They'd done the exact same thing in Blackout. It was super cool. So. In Blackout, they had the dam was together and then it burst. And then all of a sudden, like where the whole dam area was on Blackout was just completely underwater. And you could still, it was cool because you could still swim. Like, so say like downtown was like covered in water, you could still swim down into the buildings and get loot.
Cool.
Because they had that in Blackout, which was decent. And they just like completely covered like farmland and stuff in Blackout was like the whole thing was just like covered in water, like only up to like your ankles or whatever. But it was just cool that. It broke in such a way they would like cover certain parts of the map and completely reshape others and stuff like that, which is decent.
Yeah. Changes the dynamic of the game, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like all that. I just hope that what do you think yourself?
Well, I don't think they're gonna bring a brand new map. I don't think they're gonna wipe anything. Obviously there's still the nuke in Bunker 11 and stuff. They've left a lot to the imagination, and you know, there's a lot floating around. About what could happen, but I look at the map now and I think obviously I want downtown gone, but I'm also looking like maybe somewhere that isn't being used as much, like prison. Is it really that good? It's because it's, you know, it's tiny. It's a
like,
tiny
yeah.
place. It's one of those where usually you only find one team at now because people are dropping so hot now to get contracts. That's what I find the, you know, early games all about now, contracts. Whereas most people wanted to survive, it's now get that scav. You know, we're dropping on scavs and seeing three different teams go for it, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy and like really like desolate parts
of
the map.
So
well.
Maybe they, I suppose like downtown has the most. So that's why it's so, you know, populated. And obviously that's maybe why I don't like it, because you feel like you fight for your life as soon as you land.
It's the vertical fight as well in downtown that I hate. It's just like you have to look like completely up. And there could be like 50 different teams up on that like level, up on the buildings. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. But regarding the guns,
and they're inaccessible as well, which is annoying. So like, you know it yourself when you get yourself sorted in one of the buildings in downtown. There's only one way up or two ways up, and you can cover it or whatever. And apart from that one time, there was that team that just they were all dressed in the same outfit and they completely drilled us. They just came, they all came up all at the same time.
Oh, that was nuts. When they like done a whole breach and clear when we watched the kill.
Yeah,
like,
that was
one of them creeped the door open, one of them chucked a flash through, and then they all it was mad that
they just like poured out. It was
we were playing against a fucking Navy SEAL team.
Yeah, that was great.
No, not really. Just obviously a few more rumors of like talks about tanks, but that's it.
APCs,
you know, that's literally all I have. I mean, tanks, Christ, I don't think they can come in. I think it'd be way too overpowered if it does.
They've got skins in the game for the APC, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay, well, I haven't read that, but it was basically just I was just saying, it's basically just about the weapons and obviously how it might change the meta, as you've both mentioned.
Yeah, cool.
You know, don't change something that's not broken.
Yeah.
So, I totally agree with you on that, for sure.
Sweet. So, that is our Pixie Headline and Hearsay segment. I will interject now with a couple of things, a couple of updates from last week. So, sadly, our 7 or 8 week, I can't remember, streak of Monday wins came to an end last week's podcast. We struggled on, we tried, we finished second.
Yeah, it was about that.
Twice. But it was real tight. We did manage to get a win in the week, of course.
It was the very next day.
Was it the next day?
The very next day we got a win,
It's a bit gutting. We kept strong and it was just literally just didn't go. And that's the thing with these battle royales, is you got to keep your keep yourself going. Energy is massive in them. Like, it's very like you can feel when everyone's
You can
feel when everyone's like keen and ready and good to go. And often that comes at the start of a session, and the only thing that seems to revive that energy is either close finishes or wins.
Yeah, good game.
So if you go on like a 6-7 game streak of just finishing not very well, you can feel the energy start to lapse out of everybody, and everyone gets a bit start blaming themselves or whatever it is, and get a bit annoyed, and then all of a sudden you'll get a win or something will happen that rejuvenates the energy.
Spirits are lifted then.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. And morale, I think, is possibly one of the most important things in the Warzone, I think.
Yeah, besides gunplay and skill level, morale is huge.
Yeah, because when we have one, it's because we've all been up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, bouncing off each other, having a good time with it.
Yeah. That's it. Even when there's just two of us left and we've clutched up everyone who's dead and they're on the mic and like, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, roll over the moon.
Yep, sweet. So there we are. Another podcast done this week, gentlemen.
Sweet.
I will be back doing the headlines and hearsay for next week. I'll bring some interesting questions to you guys and see what I can dig up. It was a slow news day today, Luke. I looked on IGN and was like, I don't know how Luke can bring anything out of this. But, so we will reconvene next week for the next podcast.
Thank you for having us,
gentlemen. I'm just going to post this now and we'll crack on with our Call of Duty
session. See you later, boys.
I'll see you on there.
Cheers. Yeah, nice one, lads.
Bye-bye.
Right, peace out.
Cheers.